New Dissident Radio. Keep your dissonance. What? Fuck, no. That's wrong. Shit. I totally fucked it up. I'm gonna do it again. New Dissident Radio. Keep your dissonance. Hey, I did it. Fuck me.
Hello and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my producer, Heather Henderson.
Hello!
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the interwebs, and from the night you named a cocktail after her at the Dolphin Tavern in South Philly. You can follow us on Facebook. Just search for Ardent Atheist. And on Twitter.com/ArdentAtheists with an S at the end. Because some asshole took Ardent Atheist already in New York. He's a dick. You can also email us at heather@ardentatheist.com and emery@ardentatheist.com. Our guests today are Moon Zappa, Jake Johansson, and Eddie Pepitone. You know these folks from Showbiz. Thanks for being here, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
Yay!
Jake is apparently running a little late. Traffic or something, I guess.
So that is so not sexy when somebody can't find how to get to where they're going.
Yeah, if you knew Jake, and you probably know. Have you met Jake?
I'm not sure if I have.
Yeah.
I don't believe he exists.
He does indeed exist.
Prove it.
Real quickly, would you ask Johnny Dam to come in real quick? I want him to check the audio for me. Cool. I'm not sure I'm coming through clear. I need Johnny to double check.
I can hear you just fine, Emery.
Am I coming through clear?
I can hear you just fine. Can everybody else hear everybody here?
Yeah. I can hear you.
All right.
I hear you.
It's a professional show.
Right.
Anyway, there's a couple of rules. You know what? We'll do the rules when Jake gets here so he knows. First of all, Moon, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I'm thrilled to be here.
A good friend of ours, Dana Gould, when he was on the show, he told me I had to have you on the show. He said that you're absolutely atheistic, I think is what he said, which doesn't surprise me. Real quickly, make sure that my level's set properly. I'm concerned about that. Check
Can
one,
you
two.
Hear us? And then checkity rickety 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, it's sounding fine.
Yeah.
Last week, I absolutely screwed up the levels, and I didn't want to do it again this week.
Hey, can you hear me, everybody? Can the
now
folks at home?
Now it sounds good.
If
there
you,
we go.
If you hear
Thank you.
Hear me
Johnny
out there,
Johnny
say
Johnny
hi
Johnny
on my
Ann.
Wall of reason.
So,
the wall of reason.
There we go. How do you know Dana Gould?
I don't remember not knowing Dana, so I'm not sure how it happened. But yeah. I guess the comedy world.
Yeah. And you are an atheist? That's accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. Your whole life?
No, I gave a few religions a try, a good solid try. Yeah, I gave a couple. I was really intrigued by Hinduism. That was my first foray.
A lot of folks in LA go for that one.
But I realized it was mainly because I didn't go to camp. So I loved the group, you know, make a lot of food for the whole ashram vibe.
Right, right, right.
And I feel like if I'd gone to summer camp, that could have taken care of that burning desire. But the food is just so good. Indian food is just so damn good. So.
You don't have to believe bullshit just to enjoy the food.
That's
just
what
for
I
the
found
record.
Out.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the beauty of it.
Unless you're Jewish, because then you don't get to take part in all those wine tasting in the Seder. Isn't that what they have? Wine tasting
but
during that dinner?
On Seder?
I said Seder. On the Seder.
I think we can still taste wine. I can drive upstate and I can
not when you're a kid.
So whoa. Not nah. Moral Canyon.
So Eddie, you are not an atheist.
Hello. Am I an atheist? Well, I don't know how to define it. For me, maybe it's just semantics, but I feel like to say you are an atheist is to say that is your religion.
How do you figure? Honestly, I'm going to hold you to the fire on this one. And you know what? A lot of comics in particular.
Religion is a belief system.
Right,
we
right,
all
right, right.
Have, like, in other words, I find that a lot of people use atheism as a badge.
Uh-huh.
Like, they, you know, I am an atheist.
Okay.
And that means I am better than you. I am a thinker. I am rational. I fucking hate science, by the way.
Oh, really?
That's
yeah.
terrible.
Not a fan of science.
Not a fan.
Okay.
Not a fan.
How come?
Look at the world, right? Look at Western civilization.
Yeah.
It's a scientific civilization, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it not just a war-killing machine, civilization?
I think you're looking at just the horrible aspects of science. What about the life-saving? What about polio? We've completely wiped out polio.
Yes.
So that we can have more people to kill.
Right. Now, what I want to say is that, of course, medicinally, science, yes. Yes, of course. However,
and technology.
What I'm talking about, technology, I think, is highly overrated.
I want you to give me
back the first 5 minutes of this show showed us.
I want you to give me back your toothbrush.
Is that science?
Yes, it's science all at science. Work.
Everything we're not doing that doesn't
Dude,
involve flinging
we
shit
still,
at each other is science.
I wish this country.
Yeah.
I wish it was still based on just like worshiping sun, moon. Animals, the planet. Like,
I can get with
that
worshiping
mysticism.
The planet.
That's mysticism and religion. This whole thing with Twitter and Facebook, science, empty.
Okay.
Empty.
Now, first of all, I want to take you back to something you said. You said that atheism is a belief system.
Yeah.
Is atheism a belief system?
Of course it is.
It's not. That's my opinion, but I want to know what Moon has to say.
Well, you know, I view it as the ultimate form of self-care because anything less than atheism is you're basically you're just abdicating your will to something else and just kind of I don't know, it just seems so it seems like such a long road, whereas I feel like I'm more in joy because and more in responsibility.
Yeah.
And I think that's sexy.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually experiencing the totality of the options here, feeling the full scope of sadness, for example, instead of thinking, well, I'm just sad, but somebody's going to get theirs because they're
because God's going to get them for
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish. I mean, I'm
talking. That would
please.
Be nice.
Wouldn't
it would
be nice?
Very nice if there was a big dickhead in the sky that would fuck everybody up for me.
Just me.
Yeah, but
that.
To say we're all on our own is insane to me.
We're not all on our own, though.
We're all together. We're collectively on our own. Yeah.
We're all here. Right. You want to hug
we're
Eddie?
All together.
Someone give Eddie a hug.
You need hug-ums.
Yeah,
no, what I'm hearing about atheism
thank you.
From Moon, what I'm hearing is about it's this whole, like to me it's this whole self-reliance trip.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and that's just... That's just why the world is a nightmare.
No, it isn't.
The world's a nightmare.
Yeah, the world's a nightmare
true.
Because of religion.
But it's because
of religion. No.
Absolutely
no.
Because of religion.
And because of
Put
people
up.
That are
Put
not
up.
That are not being self-reliant and not being like playing like a like team players.
The way that you get people to go to war and put their lives at risk is to convince them that what they're doing is backed by a god. When you don't have that, it's much harder to get people to go put their lives at risk. That's my opinion. I also want to say, I don't see atheism. I'm sorry.
I'm ready to walk.
I'm kidding.
Hey, when Jake gets here, he'll completely be on your side because he too...
Oh, is he?
Some big, oh, yeah, yeah. He's not an atheist at all.
Well, to me, it's very narrow-minded.
He agrees.
To me,
with
it's very narrow-minded to be like, oh no, there is no other force in the universe.
But you understand, atheists start saying
that's very narrow-minded.
But that's not what atheists are saying. You're misinterpreting what we
Am
think.
I?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a belief system.
Yeah, it is a belief system.
Here's why it's not
ahead.
A belief. Here's why it's not a belief system.
You could say that as much as you want.
All atheism is a denial of any belief system that doesn't have evidence to back it. That's it.
Yeah, it sounds
That's
like
all
to me
are.
all atheism is we know what the truth is.
That's what
you don't.
That's what like, the religious people say to me. They tell me, well, you know, you have. I can see, even though you've read the Bible and taught Sunday school and lived a whole Christian life, you did not do the right research. You were not brought up by the right, you know, Christian background.
I hear you on that. And by the way, I hate those people.
Me too.
What I'm advocating.
You hate everything.
I hate them.
What I'm advocating is not the right wing religious crap that has poisoned this country.
Okay.
You know?
So you
or the America.
Religion is a bad thing, generally speaking. No?
Yeah. I'm talking, like, the right-wing Christian movement in this country, that isn't real religion to me.
Okay.
That's a political agenda. That's fear-based. I'm not into a fear-based higher power, fear-based life force.
You know, the least fun people to me are the Buddhists. They really have a bummer of a time.
I just like
now why?
Yeah, tell me why. I agree with this because I know some Buddhists
why?
Are really not really happy.
That's a really dry lifestyle. That's a get up really early in the morning for the good ozone, sit on a hard cushion. and try to empty your mind and just detach. I mean, that's called, I'm not feeling a thing. I'm not experiencing anything. This is a dream. I just have to wait till I'm dead and ascend at some point.
Yeah.
But this is, don't believe a word of this thing that's happening here. Just
I have a friend, he was on the show a couple weeks ago, James Inman. Do you know Jim?
No.
Crazy as a fucking loon. And he calls himself a Taoist and a, actually whatever happens to come across his completely irrational mind, he calls himself. But he doesn't...
Letting
he claims,
go, that's a full-time job.
Yeah, no shit. Well, he's wonderfully psychotic.
And does he have a job?
He's a comic, so no. But he claims he doesn't even believe
jobs
in himself.
Jobs are overrated.
In the
jobs
self.
Are overrated?
Yeah.
I think so. There's...
I want to know what Eddie believes, though, because what you're not doing is you're not defining what you believe, and you don't have to if you don't want to, honestly.
Oh, no, no. I think life is a work in progress. Like, I will, like, when you say he, you know, Jim defines himself as a
Taoist, a T-A-L.
A Taoist or a Buddhist. It's like... I don't know what the fuck is going on from moment to moment in my life.
Right.
You know, yeah, I could sit and meditate and emptying my mind. I wish I could empty my mind.
That's like almost impossible.
You can't shut it off.
I try. I meditate twice
Why
a day.
Why try? Why not just be like, oh, here's all of me.
Here's the noise. Bring it in. Yeah, bring it on. I
mean, is it negative?
You sound very Buddhist, actually. That's... That's
is that Buddhist?
Not to me.
Yeah. See, I don't mind late. Like to me,
I'm
what
a
happens,
yes and Buddhist. I feel like
you're what?
I'm a yes and.
What is that?
Explain that.
Meaning, I don't.
You're an improviser.
I don't shy away from my road rage. For example, it's a yes and it's riding shotgun in my car with me.
Sweet.
There it is.
I see. Like
versus,
you acknowledge. Like
versus,
like,
I'm supposed to be in this state of and you know.
Well, do you see it as false? You see it as just a false thing when people are getting in that zenful thing?
When they're not feeling any of their emotion, because guess what? I'm feeling it for them, then therefore. It's like those roommates that leave the dishes and they're just like, it'll get done. Guess what? You have to make room for other people don't want the dishes.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Jake
if I
is
end up
here.
Doing your
Welcome.
Dishes
Welcome.
And you're just
Jake?
Hanging out about it.
Jake, Moon, Jake.
Jake, I'm getting attacked for saying there's a higher power.
Nobody's attacking you. We're just saying.
Moon is very strident.
It's
about
three against one here.
About You're owning everything. She thinks being a Buddhist means you don't do the dishes.
All right, before we get. I want to say for
no,
the record.
I mean it.
I want to say for the record that's exactly what she said. Now, before we move on, we held the rules of the show for Jake to arrive so that he could hear how it works.
What are the rules of the
we
show?
We only have two rules on Ardent Atheist. Number one, as you yourself told me when we were shooting the one-hour special entitled I Love You, which is still running on Showtime and available for download at Netflix, by the way, you can plug anything you want as long as you make it subtle. And rule number two...
Right. If we weren't wasting all this time making this, maybe we could finish the DVD of that.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Now I'm holding it up,
number
right?
Number two? Yes.
Yes, yes. The passive aggressive comes out so quickly. If you're a listener who's ever offended, by the way, by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you, you insipid cunt. Now.
Jesus Christ.
What'd I say?
Praise Jesus.
I just got here and it's already
I love Jesus, by the way. The real Jesus.
Oh, see?
Not the right wing.
Wait, praise
no
him.
One knows who the real Jesus is.
Praise
not,
him.
I'm not the right,
I love
right
all your
wing.
Collectibles, you Christians. I love all the praying hands. Oh, I collect those.
Do you know what Heather
the
and
crosses.
I do?
Crosses. Oh,
when Heather and I see one of the fish on the back of the cars, we have these little feet stickers that we add to them.
I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
No, we don't do that to people. We don't mess up other people's property, do we? Every
yeah, I do.
No.
I do. I make Heather do it. I make Heather
SUVs.
Do it because in the dark, she can't be seen
I
as
key
easy.
SUVs.
Hey, now. I resemble that remark.
Why do you key SUVs, Eddie?
Because they're destroying the planet.
They are?
Yeah, you haven't heard about him?
But you haven't heard about them being...
what about that Prius battery? How's that thing going?
Ooh!
Good?
Ooh!
Good to that thing?
See, the volley.
Yeah, the Prius battery is
What
bad,
is the Eddie. Prius battery?
I don't even know what are you going to do with them about? Later? It's made out of all these toxic rare earth metals that are just going to...
So we should have SUVs because the Prius battery...
Well, I don't know what we should have.
We should
have all my fucking Jetson car. That's what I want.
And I repeat your first idea, primordial earth.
The what?
Primordial Earth. Bring it. That's
what
I agree.
About primordial Earth?
That's the one I'd like, if there's a choice. In the beginning, you were saying you'd like to go back to the very beginning.
Oh,
of
I was
time.
Talking about Native American. I feel like what I,
oh, I
what
first.
Little I know.
I would have wanted dinosaur times.
I would have wanted to see some dinosaurs.
No, not dinosaur times.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, now, we don't know what Jake knows.
We can just beam back. Come on, it's the future.
I want to know what Jake knows.
I just got here, and I'm not even sure I understood rule number two. You're saying go back to dinosaur American Indian times when we all just live outdoors. And
you missed a whole little thing.
I missed a lot. Who knew the internet?
I don't
7
like
o'clock
tech.
It's fucking 7 o'clock. You don't fuck around.
We don't fuck around.
I mean, if I was 10 minutes late for the Letterman show, I like to think they would hold it. I wouldn't try it. But
I dare you to try it. I want to see what happens.
You don't know that streaming live at 7 means streaming live at 7?
I didn't realize.
He was in LA
live.
Traffic.
Who turns on their internet at 7 o'clock? To
oh, my goodness.
Something?
Everybody here on my wall of reason are chiming in yelling at you right now for being late. They're like, who is this crackhead?
Let me get you up to speed.
Now I do.
Jake, let me get you up to speed.
I guess he's definitely not an atheist. He's just flowing.
Let me get you up to speed, Jake. Do you think I think atheists wear their quote unquote atheism like a badge?
It's the fundamentalist thing that I've got a problem with. The fundamentalist Christians are the problem that then the atheists are reacting to, but then they're trying to make a giant argument about it. It's like
they react to the fundamental
Christians. We want
to
know why you
what
guys
you're doing
don't
right
know.
Now is exactly what you're doing right now is exactly this agnosticism that you're really spewing out.
We're
is exactly
problem.
What atheists do. It's exactly what fundamentalists do. You're not clean of it either. You're now just bitching about both of them. In fact,
no, I'm
you're
exposing
worse.
Atheism.
I know, and that's a fundamentalist position. How do you not see that what you're
how
saying
so?
Now is exactly what you're claiming I say when I say I don't believe in a God? Or what a fundamentalist say when they say...
I want to cry now.
I just don't understand.
Now you want to make me cry? You're going to make me cry.
But
because logic is bullshit.
Are you going to cry?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, awesome. Moon says I don't own my emotions because I meditate.
Is this an acting class?
No, it ain't. Yeah, it could be, Jake.
What the hell?
An acting class in craziness.
Okay, I'm going to go out and you guys pretend you're my mom.
Okay, who's spanking?
I just feel like we don't want.
Hey.
I can't see having a giant argument with someone who believes in God trying to talk them out of believing in God. It just seems like
Heather has got a guy chatting with her over a Facebook email who was telling her that he became a Christian after he gave $100 to Tilton. Do I have to explain who Tilton is to
and
anybody?
I think he might be listening
right
now.
Right, so you're trying to talk that guy into something?
No.
Yeah, we're trying to make him understand that he got ripped off for $100 by a fucking piece of shit charlatan.
Not talk him into something. Talk him out of
the good news
hurting himself
is,
from exactly. further.
The good news is that guy is susceptible. So... You've got that
who
going
is Tilton,
for
by the way? Who is
Robert,
Tilton?
Robert, is that right?
Robert Tilton?
Robert Tilton is the charlatan that says the only way to get to heaven is to vow to give
he's
him $100.
Ooh,
he's
yeah.
a televangelist.
Well, I don't even address those people.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the thing.
I hope that's not your concept.
That's why I'm angry.
I hope that's
furious.
Not your concept of religion.
That is my concept
is
of religion.
But it is because that's all people
say. Then this is a boring conversation.
Are you kidding me?
Then this is boring.
Why is it boring?
Because that's fucking for morons, that shit.
Yeah.
And can you turn on the TV and see all the morons moronically together?
I'm with Jake. I'm not going to talk these assholes out of.
It's a waste of time. It's like trying to teach a pig to play the violin.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a waste of time. The pig's never going to learn the violin, and you're kind of pissing him off.
Moon.
Exactly.
Do you agree on that? Your dad,
Frank
Zappa, he made a career of trying to convince people to stop believing in bullshit.
He just wanted to present the argument so that people would make a conscious, rational choice about their stupidity. So so they would be aware of how dumb they were. But
Dumb All Over was one of his hits that was absolutely... I mean, was he atheist?
I mean, conscious stupidity... I mean, I don't know if he was.
Okay.
I would think he was.
Okay.
Though he did give me some books on Sufis. But he, really? Might, he might just like the whirling dervish bit.
Right, right, right.
I'm not sure.
But if we believe in fucking, right? Say we believe in fucking. That's a religion. If we believe in money.
Wait, how do you? How is that
yeah, how's
religion?
It a religion?
What?
How's fucking a
wait a minute. One of the things
fucking
that
is probably one of the biggest religions in this country.
But what do you
there
mean
is.
By, what do you mean by a
yeah,
religion?
How are you not finding
that's
a religion?
Been replaced by the internet.
Because people
I
think.
I totally lost my masturbation
people
hand.
Think. People think.
What is, people what think, is fucking heaven like? Because I think I want to go.
Well, people think if they get laid tonight,
uh-huh.
that's going to make their lives complete.
And you're saying.
I'm gonna well, say it's only a temporary fucking thing.
It's gonna make
you go back to square one after you come.
So
not,
Eddie,
not right after. There's
so
a few
Eddie,
there's a few hours.
Well, if you have hours, if you have hours? Ice cream, I always find if you have ice cream after it, it prolongs it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's not a religion in that no one is trying to take.
All right, so what you're talking about then? Let me get the basis of this whole show. Then you're talking about organized. See, this is boring to me. Like, yeah, I can't stand any of the organized religions.
Okay.
Like, the people who are like, come to the thing at 7.
You haven't been to
gonna,
all of them. I mean, I know there's some
at
good ones.
7, yeah, I agree. I agree. Moon made fun of the food somewhere.
Of the what?
The Buddhist. Tell him what you said about Buddhism. Dry. I
That's
love
a dry
Buddhism.
That's a very
it's a dry lifestyle.
Dry lifestyle.
Well, Moon
I think
feels
that's
like,
such a funny way to put
it. It really is. But Moon
it's
feels like
dry.
Yeah.
Moon is just saying don't
I,
empty
I
your
like
mind.
I like a little more flavor too, though. I mean, I can't. Yeah.
What do you believe, Jake?
What do
Share
I
Share what you believe with all of us.
Well, I know.
So some... we can ridicule you now.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm anxious to get that started. I've been here long enough. I feel like there's enough people whose company I enjoy who do believe in God and are religious and do go to church, and that I just kind of can't get all fired up for arguing with them about it. I go
sure.
to New Orleans every year. I go to the jazz festival where they have a tent full of gospel music all day long.
That's
you
great.
Go, you go in
shit.
That gospel tent and you listen to that music,
ah.
and you feel like, well, I don't know about the heaven where my parents' church people go, but
right.
this gospel tent heaven might not be so bad.
Right, right.
That's you know? Music. Music
yeah.
is a religion.
Well, I think there's definitely some good that has come from religion. I'm certainly not
wait,
of the
wait,
belief.
What?
I think that there is some
like
good
what?
That is. I think the bad is
the
horribly
some
outweighed
the
good. But absolutely, some of the gospel music and nobody can argue that some religious people don't do some good for
Martin Luther
for
King
other
was
people.
Religious.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, what do you got? You got a problem with Martin Luther King?
No,
yeah.
no. Martin
Sorry.
Do you have a problem with Martin Luther King?
Not at all. Not
I'm
at
an
all.
Because that's good Christianity.
I think he used religion. I do believe he
Martin
believed.
Martin Luther King, that's the kind of Christianity we need back here.
I know. There's no Christianity
that.
That's good.
Yeah. There, but evidence, just evidence of something, I think, is
that's
really,
all
that's
that an atheist
key.
Wants.
Yeah.
If you can give me evidence of something,
boring.
Then we're in.
Well, I would say.
You ever watch CSI? They have a lot of evidence on that show. You know how fucking
it's
boring
always the
that
same
is?
Evidence
that's
from show
favorite.
To show.
That's
show.
A boring ass show. No
I love
offense.
That show. Well, Sherlock Holmes
it's a morbid show. I love Sherlock Holmes.
Well, that's evidence.
I love
Sherlock Holmes.
I love
Sherlock Holmes too.
I don't like he CSI anything.
I feel like Sherlock Holmes was an atheist. I'm just saying.
I think you're probably right. Well, it's a fictional character. It's hard to say.
This is a good list, though. Famous dead people. Well, Sherlock Holmes is a fictional character who could have been an atheist, but
Conan
but
Doyle was
is,
a whack job at the end of his life. Do you know
but,
that?
But the point
well,
is
we're
evidence.
All hoping to get
I think
there.
Evidence is sexy, and you're against evidence. I'm fascinated by faith, although
yeah, you're
say,
dichotomous.
What is this sexy thing? Like you've said this a few times that blank is sexy.
It means
what are
she's
you talking
attracted
about?
To it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You're attracted to evidence.
Yes. I am
Jesus
so horny
Christ.
For evidence. Science is sexy. What are you
I'm
talking about?
I'm attracted to technology. I think that Macintosh makes the sexiest machines on the planet. That's what I think. Well, actually, no.
I don't like the term sexy.
Vibrators can be sexy, I suppose. This bothers you, does it?
Yeah.
What we're learning is that sex is an issue
it.
For you, Eddie.
It could be. I don't know. I don't think it. That evidence is sexy.
Well,
I never jerked off to, like, a fingernail found in a rug.
But
sadly, there are people who do.
Just evidence of a naked lady, like a picture of a naked
that
lady.
That I'll jerk
that's
off
evidence.
To. But that to me is necrophilia.
Not a dead lady.
Oh, I thought that was the implication.
I think that was Freudian, what just happened.
Yeah. Oh, he's another failed basket case.
Who?
Freud, the coke addict.
Yeah, he was crazy as a loon, and we have an entire
he's given a psychoanalysis, which is a dead end. That's a fucking dead end. You ever meet people who've been through 40 years of psychoanalysis? Yeah. You don't want to go to coffee with these people. All they can talk about is themselves. That's where atheists wind up.
How do you feel about this, Eddie? Let me ask you.
What?
No, that's where atheists wind up.
On
it's
the
just
couch?
A total obsession with me.
Wow.
me.
How'd you get
me.
There? That's a weird thing.
He hates us.
I don't know.
What do you think, Jake?
I disagree with the me part. I think everyone. You know what I mean?
I think Eddie didn't get enough attention from mommy.
Oh, that's true. My mother, if she's listening. Hey, Mom, if you're
listening,
you see what you created?
She's going to download it later. No one listens to this live. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, but she'll hear that, what you just said. Do you understand that, Johansson?
Right.
She will hear you saying she will download it later. You are creating a rip in the fabric of time with this shit.
I got a feeling that you're going to have to help her download this if she's ever going to listen to this.
How old is your mother? Does she like your humor? Does she like
my
your
mother's
mind?
Dead.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Right. And she never loved me.
Then she's listening in heaven with Jesus.
Hey.
Is that
my mother was Jewish. I was Sicilian Jewish, and I was brought up atheist, which is why I think I'm open.
Yeah.
I think you seem
really open.
The people who are
Moon delivers some
no,
cutting edge sarcasm, ladies and gentlemen.
People who are atheists, I think, are the people who I think a lot of them have had religion shoved down their throat right. And they react and they're like,
well, yeah,
none of it's fucking through none of it.
I think you have the wrong impression of atheists. I really
no,
think
I
you
don't. Do. Well, I don't think so.
I don't live in a world where I feel like I have to engage every day in some kind of battle with people who believe in
me
God.
Neither. I feel like
you do feel like you live more in that kind
of
world.
I'm the ardent atheist. Of course I do. It's absolutely
but that's a
right.
waste but, of but, time.
It's absolutely not a waste of time.
Yes, it is. You're not going to convince the pig. I heard this somewhere. A pig to play a violin. You were not going to convince
you might convince
people.
Him
to I'm not dismissing victims as pigs. That's what I'm not doing. I'm just not. And I think that when atheists do the kinds of things that we're doing with this radio show and doing whatever they can to help,
you're
like
converting
Frank Zappa.
No one.
It's not that we're
it's not about conversion.
What
it's
is
about,
it about
reason. It's about fucking reason.
You
it's
know,
about looking at
I
things
don't see much
and
reason
using,
in this world.
It's about people who have questions just like we do and are looking in this on the same route that we are, being able to share the knowledge that we already know with these people who have don't have to take all the time looking for.
But,
you know, people just believe what they're told at a young age, and they just live believing that same shit.
Jake's
you know what I mean?
Up.
So gonna sometimes they're like, go ahead.
Jake?
It just seems like you're saying you feel compassion towards fundamentalist Christians, and you're trying to help them to come to
no,
the
true ones
way
that
of
are in the ones
the
on the edge. The ones on the edge are the ones.
The way of thinking of not believing in God, which is that is the same thing.
It's
they
not
think
the
they're trying to help people who don't believe in God come to the way to get to go
look,
to heaven.
I'm an elitist. I'm an elitist. I was brought up in New York City.
Yeah.
I'm an elitist. I feel like the middle of this country is just a bunch of morons.
You know, this
morons.
This podcast reaches the middle.
Hello, assholes.
And they've also got video.
Hello, Iowa. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, assholes. Move to a city. Move to a city.
Oh, just on behalf of Iowa.
No, hey, Jake
grow some food.
Oh, really? Yeah. I need more cornstarch in my fucking diet.
How about
and by the way, there are no farms anymore, Jake. It's all factory farms.
Yeah, right.
But I will say, I am scared. I am scared of atheists and of super religious people both, because I feel if you're an atheist, then at your worst, there's lawlessness. And at your best, you're I strive to be a good person, and I believe in the power of my own goodness. And so my barometer for goodness is myself, which I'm like the best person I know. I wish there were others that were better than me that I actually liked, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to show up on time.
Sounds like a lonely place
to
be.
Was that directed right at me, show up on time?
Okay,
yeah,
hold
really,
on.
By the way,
whatever the list is of like these are the qualities that I aspire to be in a Jesus-like way. and
what's wrong with Jesus?
What about the golden rule? That's a good rule,
exactly.
Even if you're an atheist.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
A horrible rule.
The golden rule.
I do
unto others as you would have
them
do.
I do think that's a good rule.
That's
my
problem,
Jesus, by the way.
I'll gladly tell you right after this. You're listening to The Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. Today's episode sponsored in part by Aunt Irma's Anal Fisher Cream. All right.
That's not a real thing.
Yes, it is.
Really?
No.
Everybody needs creams.
And lotions.
I'm 50. I learned that. Creams play an important part.
Lotion.
You're around the corner,
that's what my mama always said.
You need the creams. The golden rule, I take major exception with the golden rule. The golden rule says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And here's my problem.
No, I think it's brilliant.
I know you do. Here's my problem with it. It suggests some things that are really, really bad. It suggests that everybody likes the same things. They don't. The golden rule makes miserable both the sadist and the masochist. Do unto others as they would have you do unto the
You're kind of twisting it around.
No, I'm not.
I agree.
Do unto others as they would have you do unto them forces us to ask others what they want and like and prefer. That's a much better approach. The golden rule doesn't tell us. In fact, the golden rule was formed when tribalism was the approach of the day, and it's got a flaw.
I don't know if it has a flaw if you can put yourself in the other person's shoes.
Yeah, that's
what I'm
saying.
The only people that got that right were the American Indians, and they said walk a mile in a moccasin.
Yeah. Well,
although that might just be Hollywood. But
that's what I'm talking about with the golden rule. It's just like, hey, before you do something to somebody, imagine what it would be like if that was done to you.
Yeah,
but think about it. That's all I'm talking
and
about.
Try on their whole culture. Try on everything.
Yeah, you can twist it around to mean something else.
That's why I think it should be adjusted mildly so that it suggests that we need to pay attention to others. The golden rule doesn't hold that tenet. It says, do unto others as you would have them do unto
By the way, you should think with your heart more.
Really?
I'm serious.
You're really
I'm serious because people, this is a diseased organ, the brain. Do atheists know that?
Oh, yeah. We realize that
do you?
Completely, and that's why we say that you guys are crazy.
The brain is a diseased. I don't know who you guys are, but the brain is a diseased fucking organ.
What do you mean
largely?
By that? You, from the drink and the drug and the.
No.
What do you mean?
Thinking, like, I'm going to figure this out. No, you think with your heart. You think with your soul.
I think
you
pump blood
with
your heart.
Do you think that atheists...
you live in your
you
head.
You think that all atheists
dead.
Just have a problem submitting to authority? Do you think that's...
Do you think?
No, I don't know about... No, I'm not doing the black and white thing. Like all atheists.
What do you mean?
Let me ask you this question.
You have to live in your heart.
Is that why we seem so big-headed?
I don't think about atheists that much.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Me
and
neither.
I don't think about Christians
me
that
neither,
much.
Me neither, buddy.
I just kind of am trying to live my life and be
True.
Decent to people, you
True.
Know?
Yeah. Well, what
True.
About...
That should be the end of the show.
What
do you,
yeah.
Sorry. I feel like that...
I know
I
you showed
like
up at 7 o'clock
button.
And we've got to keep this rolling, but...
I feel like that's a perfect
You know
button.
What? We'll re-edit it so we end on Jake's point.
Yeah,
we'll do
it'll be
you.
A sad kind of wet bag of groceries spilling all over the page.
And then I'll just whine and say, why are we doing this? And then cut to music. So, it sounds like what you're suggesting is that atheists shouldn't spend their time thinking about these things. Is that the implication?
No.
Why are they?
Is that what you're saying?
I think you can think about whatever you want, but this idea that the world is this raging argument between atheists and people who believe in some kind of God.
We had a president restricting science.
I'm not saying that we didn't
use stem cells.
We elected a dummy kind of president a few times.
And we have people in Kansas and Texas and Delaware trying to take over the fucking science class and indoctrinate children. Why would you not want someone like me to go, fuck you, we're not taking
it? It's a lot of foul language.
Yeah.
Fuckity fuck.
And you don't really
Moon, you don't curse, right?
Starting off that way, you don't normally.
Can I? Now, I'm going to take a very just straightforward approach about that, is that the reason people, they're not educated. They're not educated. They need to be
educated.
We're
back in the Midwest now.
These people who don't want to use stem cells are not educated people.
That's the problem. We want education. Reason to be applied.
That's why we're
every
here.
Time.
I think we're all just trying to make the best of a kind of a weird situation. You know, if you believe in evolution, we're all just sort of then some weird genetic DNA glob that got lucky. And we developed into this thing. Well, now we've got self-awareness, and we think we're in love with each other, and now we believe in God, and we're polluting the planet. We're destroying our environment. It's all going to be over soon enough, and some other kind of bugs or worms are going to take over, and they're going to have this argument.
So, I don't want to speak for Moon. Yeah, I don't want to speak for Moon, but I'm pretty sure she'd say that's not sexy.
No, not sexy.
Yeah,
it's disappointing, is what it is. What a collective waste.
How would you describe it, Moon?
No, I think he's described it accurately. I'm just saying it's a sad collective waste. It's you know, we're only a small group of us that are.
It's not at all a waste. Look at that hat.
It is an awesome hat.
It's a phenomenal hat.
That's like two feathers from some animal bird.
Hopefully, yes.
What kind of a bird? Do you know?
I'm not sure. My friend Nora.
A dead bird. I'm guessing.
Yeah, that bird is not alive. If it is alive, it's really sad.
And she made this for me.
It's fucking gorgeous.
Isn't it?
It's really good.
Life is grand. I think everything you just described, I would change the adjectives. It's glorious. It's wonderful. When I look at evolution, when I read things that Dawkins writes about how amazing the world, the universe, everything is, I'm moved to tears, and I'm not kidding.
Hey, you know what atheist I can't stand?
I have a heart, Eddie. I have a fucking heart, okay?
I can't stand Christopher Hitchens.
Why not?
I would say most days I feel like we're having a great party and everyone's invited and they're just not aware of it.
Not only are we having a party and everyone's invited and we could be enjoying ourselves more, but we're also friggin' trashing the place. I
mean, but not at my party. We're not trashing.
And I are. But the planet is going to be trashed by human beings, and eventually it's going to go.
That's the party that they're not getting. That's my point.
I just saw a movie where in Africa the lion population has gone from 420,000 to 20,000 in 25 years.
I don't blame
them. And that's so fucking sad.
If I was one of those animals, I'd kill myself too.
Because why?
I hate humans.
They're being killed by people.
Yeah, no, I hate. No,
when they get it down to a couple hundred, I might go visit Africa.
Wow.
I don't know what that
doesn't
even
care
means.
For Africa.
I don't want to be eaten by an animal. No, I think that's
that would be a
too.
Great way to go out. Nature.
Yeah, just the extinction of species is so
do you really
sad
think
to
so?
Me. I say,
I agree. I agree with that. I'm joking, by the way.
I say, please. Please, at this point, make the human beings extinct before another animal dies. That's my feeling. Mm-hmm. Please kill all of them.
There is a separation of humans going on right now.
That would be, you can see me in front of everybody going, folks, let us just kill ourselves. We are shit.
Please hit the off button. I'm going to count to three. I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to do myself. Everybody with me?
I'm going to do myself.
I'm trying to set an example.
Now, don't fuck with me.
Oh, man.
Because.
Man. Eddie Pepitone running on the Jim Jones ticket, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm very anti-human.
Yeah. Take that punch. Yeah.
You hate the people.
And you're an
it
elitist.
It comes with the accent.
And you're an elitist.
He's an elitist who hates people.
Figure that one out, atheist.
I think it goes back
figure
to
figure that
your mom.
Out, your little logical mind.
Nobody can figure you out, Eddie. We just watch and we love.
Great. No, I'm just very saddened by the way species are being extinct because to me, animals are so innocent. They're innocent to our shit because they don't have our intelligence to make guns. I wish I could.
Oh, hold on. Time out.
Oh, wait a second.
What did I do? Why did that get why?
Jake, I'm just saying, you're saying animals are innocent, but I mean, if the tigers, if it was like, okay, tigers, let's just talk about this. They would fucking kill us. We'd be done in a second. They would
lions, by the way.
Lions, sure. Tigers are in trouble.
If
too.
We put
I
them
agree, but I don't think they animal. Should all be. I don't think their population
no, I'm not
should
we
go
should,
from 420.
He's just saying
20.
They're not innocent.
I'm just
okay?
saying that
the
animals,
crocodiles want
they're
to
instinctuals.
Eat you.
They're instinctual.
Right,
they only kill you.
They would, if, it was
if
up,
you're near them.
If it was up
which
to
is
animals.
Like my father.
But it's not evil.
So now we get to Eddie's father. Factors into the
he discussion. Does need a hug, doesn't he?
He needs a hug. He needs a hug, but he won't let you touch
get
him.
Off of me now, you guys. Talk about your little shit.
Does it hurt? Are you hurting now?
I am hurting.
On the inside.
Yeah, I'm always
and
hurting.
And the brain, your brain is diseased?
I think so.
We wouldn't disagree with that.
But there are many signs for me that indicate a very poor intelligence. I mean, people that drink or do drugs, I think that's lame. I think that people that are not foodies, that can't really tell the difference between something that tastes yummy and something that tastes like, you know, came out of a box and you put in a microwave. These are all science.
Well, God did make us perfect.
That's true.
So we don't all have the same taste buds and hearing and.
Oh, so you're not an atheist.
I'm an atheist. I'm
just
saying God didn't
that
make
was sarcasm,
us.
You didn't see the air quotes.
Sarcasm.
Oh, you didn't sarcasm. Say that sarcastically at all.
Well, God.
That's better. I can understand. My diseased brain gets that.
Jake was right. Jake was right. We are in acting class, coached by Eddie.
This is fun.
I don't think.
Do you have any faith in anything?
Yeah. Now that's to me why atheism doesn't work, because we have faith in something.
I don't believe
that's why I brought up fucking. Like, we have faith in fucking, or do we have faith in money?
No.
You don't have faith in money?
I don't have faith in anything. Faith is something.
You don't have faith in anything?
Nothing.
Don't you ever have a moment of the day where either a sex love moment with someone you really care about?
Well, that's better than saying fucking.
If you're asking that question,
but
thank you
for interrupting me now.
Oh, go ahead.
But I'm saying, or a sex love moment, or you eat something delicious, or music, or dancing, or there's some little extra, something feels magical about your existence. Do you ever have that? Or does it just always feel like, yeah, I did this and then that happened? Is that your whole life? I mean,
this
I feel sorry for you.
Frappuccino is fucking heavenly, and your voice is irritating
while I
enjoy it.
Do you hear what he's saying? So answer him, Emery.
First of all, Jake and I are good friends, and he knows the answer to that question.
Is that right, Jake?
Yeah.
I want to hear you say it. Yeah.
But the suggestion that atheists don't enjoy those things or can't enjoy those things is belies a misunderstanding of the atheistic mind.
I wasn't suggesting that atheists don't enjoy those things. I was just saying that when you try and argue for there's nothing beyond us, there's nothing beyond this science day, blah, it's all on paper, it's a spreadsheet. The world is a
all
math
I'm
problem.
Saying,
I'm just saying there's a little more to it than that. There's some magic to the world.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. All an atheist is saying, and this atheist here, me, Moon can jump in too, Heather. All I'm saying is if there's some magic, then it should be able to be shown. It should be able to be illustrated, proven.
How are you going to prove magic?
Let me finish,
Jake. But I just asked you if you could feel it.
Who's interrupting whom?
But that feeling, it is the proof.
It's not the proof. Feelings are just emotional feelings. That's all they are. I have those moments, too. I love looking at photographs of space. It's moving. It literally moves me. It makes me feel so incredible to know that we live in a universe like this. I have everything you're describing and more, I think. And here's the bottom line. I don't take anything on faith. I take everything on evidence. And I'm still moved by things. So what you're suggesting isn't close to accurate. Atheists aren't enjoying a wonderful, beautiful world.
Well, you're
world.
Putting words in my mouth now. I didn't say anything about atheists. I was more talking about people. People of faith have that same feeling. And
right.
Not the Buddhists. Yeah, those Buddhists. What are they doing again?
Buddhists. Oh, we're going to get letters for this one.
Yeah. But the thing
or
is,
not.
The Buddhists are sort of the hipsters of the religious people.
I agree.
I disagree.
Yeah,
got
really?
Some
how
of the very soft
how
fabrics.
Can the how can
very
one of
soft
the
what?
Fabric?
Uh-huh.
How can one of the oldest belief systems in the world be the hipsters? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. A lot of people who are doing power yoga are also into Buddhism.
That's amazing packaging is what you're buying now. That's all that is.
I'm not buying it. I'm just saying that's the way it seems to me right now. Yeah. Buddhism is really popular amongst
people.
You
must live in Santa Monica.
That's why it took me so long to get it. I live in a place where when you're on the internet, if you're 10 minutes late, they just wait for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's all they do in Santa Monica.
Eddie, the elitist, lives in NoHo, but he's not going to tell you where. So
no,
I
feel like someone will kill me.
What?
If I tell him where
you think
I
someone
live.
Will kill you?
Yeah.
What are you doing besides this? I mean, how are you? There's just something you're doing outside this room that's causing people to want to kill you. I want to know, like, what is it?
I have very strong. Like I have very strong beliefs, and I
really?
Think. Well, I'm. You know, yeah. I don't really want to talk about it because when I tell, I will only tell people I live in NoHo.
Just give me the little bit of a fingernail of the belief that makes people want to kill you. Just what is it?
They want to kill me because
the mind is poisoned. That's why.
No, I feel like they want to kill me because I think I'm better than them.
Because they
I do a lot of stand-up. And when I get in front of people, I always fake insult them, but I think people take it seriously. Like, I'll start the set going, you know, you're really lucky to see me tonight. Like, I'll do shit like that.
Uh-huh.
And I feel
but
like...
But it's a misunderstanding. You really don't think that they're lucky to see you.
Absolutely not. I think they're very unfortunate. Yeah. And I always wonder, what the fuck are you people doing here? I can't believe it. What do you want me? You want me to say
something? That feeling about this show.
I feel you may kill me.
What happened?
No, Jake, do you want to kill Eddie?
No, I don't want to kill Eddie. Okay. I like Eddie, and I'm enjoying it.
Well, so far, out of all the people in this room, like, I would follow you. Like, if you had a poster, vote for, like, if it was vote
if
for
we
Moon,
were, if
Emery,
we were,
Heather, or you,
well, the three of them are not going to start a religion. So.
Let's put it out there, all right? If there's a listener that would like to kill Eddie, email us and ask us for his address.
Now I'm pouring that energy toward me.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, about that energy.
This is the advantage. Energy. This is the advantage of being an atheist. We wouldn't have that fear.
Yeah, there's no.
Why not?
What do you mean?
Well,
I thought you would have even more.
I wouldn't. No. Why would I think I'm drawing an energy toward me?
There's no energy.
There's no energy.
There's energy.
Is that what you're saying?
Not one that draws psycho people when you say a sentence.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is so offensive to me too. The religious stuff that says, you know, like the secret and all that stuff. That the idea that I just don't know how to use my magic wand correctly. I'm not saying it. I'm not thought forming
secret.
It correctly, or I'm not. You know, like it's my
so
fault.
Pathetic.
Or if somebody gets cancer, oh well. If they were a non-believer,
right.
It's hard enough existing to add all that unnecessary, like, oh, there's a heaven and you'll get yours later, or that person. I mean, it's just, I think that's so much self-harm to add that
well,
stuff.
I think that's a result of faith. That's why I don't like faith as a fundamental.
Yeah, but you have faith in all kinds of
things. I don't have faith.
I don't really have faith.
There's
faith.
No such thing as faith for us.
Yes, you do. You've already talked about your faith. Your faith is in your
myself.
Humanity.
It's in my humanity. I don't have it in others. And I barely have it myself.
But I wouldn't call that faith.
You barely have faith in your own humanity. That's a good t-shirt.
Can I tell you something?
That's a good
I barely
t-shirt.
Have faith in my own humanity. Don't start it with me. Don't start it with me.
On my worst day, when I feel like I could easily go down that road and do something like, you know, spit in someone's tea or I don't know, whatever the crazy thought
spit
is.
Spit in someone's
whatever.
Tea.
I think
you're
that's
so
sexy.
Naughty.
Put feet on someone's fish on the back of their car.
There you go.
Key someone's SUV. Whatever the thought is.
It's not a love.
When I'm thinking I could do it and I'm the best person I know, then I'm fucking terrified. Because if I'm the best person I know and I'm having a weak moment, what's the shittiest guy doing?
He's taking a sign that says "God hates fags" to a dead soldier's funeral.
There you go, Westboro Baptist Church.
That's what he's doing.
By the way, those people, I don't get. They are so hateful.
They're the only ones doing religion right,
or completely.
Completely. Thank you. That's the right.
So, if everybody, if there's a spirit that binds us all together, are we bound with those guys too? Really?
Yeah, that's the problem with the whole.
We are.
Yeah. We're all,
see, I do think we're all in
bound.
It together.
Well, if we're bound with them, I like to imagine that they are dingleberries on my ass hair. That's what
they
I like
are,
to think of.
But they are on
how
your
do we cut them out? How do we cut them out of my ass?
They are, but they are on your ass hair.
I got to cut them out. I got to go. I got to get waxed. The Westboro Baptist Church needs to be completely waxed off my ass.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think they should be killed.
So here we are. We're talking about killing Westboro Baptist Church.
I do. I get violent
we're not.
About it. I do.
And for the record, nobody should
I
kill
think
anybody.
They should be
that's
killed.
Absolutely wrong and immoral.
Anymore.
I wouldn't miss them.
You wouldn't miss them? They're pretty fun. Have you ever seen them?
It's entertaining to watch.
The Westboro Baptist Church. Moon, do you know who we're talking about?
I do not.
In Topeka, there is a group that's really a family, like 80-ish people, 50-ish people. They make up one big church, and they're mostly related.
They're inbred.
Yeah, probably. They definitely are. They're backwater. They're knuckle draggers. Mm-hmm. And they actually go to...
They have not lived in Manhattan
God hates
on
fags.
The Upper East
have you heard
Side.
About
they're
the God the,
they're
hates
the
fags
people,
people
who go to the funeral?
Yeah,
but I'm listening.
They picket anything they can, and they carry signs that says God hates fags, and they actually go to funerals of servicemen, and they say that everyone's going to hell because in this world we support homosexuality. It's all rooted to homosexuality because Phelps, first name Phelps, what's his name?
Yeah, Michael Phelps, yeah.
Is it Michael Phelps?
Wait a second.
Wait,
swimmer?
The Olympic
no,
swimmer?
Not the Olympic no, swimmer.
He smokes a lot of weed.
No,
he's that's his face.
Religious Phelps weed smoker. What?
No, no,
but the
Phelps,
thing that says God blew up Fred the Phelps. Space shuttle and God hates America, I mean, maybe. That, no? I mean, I disagree with the God hates fags thing,
but all they're doing is they're taking the scripture soldiers. As literally as they possibly can. And they think that God wants to just wipe us all off the earth like in the flood.
But if you spend your time arguing with those people,
you
really are wasting
right.
your time.
I say yeah, just you know, kill that, them. No, I say just kill them.
No, honestly, we should. I would like to see how they do it, like a really perfect sit-up. Because it sounds like they take it to the, like they're going to do it right. If they're going to do it, they're going to follow it. And
they're following it to the letter. And that's what's wrong with religion in general. I mean, everything that they say is supported by scripture if you look at it. It's they're not
wrong.
Boy,
I hope those people aren't.
Well, by a certain interpretation.
By a certain interpretation.
They can only go so far.
I hope those people aren't what you think religion is.
Because no, they're no, just no, the they're the
worst,
extreme.
They're the worst extreme of some kind.
I think it's so funny when people believe someone's interpretation, you know, religious leader, whoever, of the Bible. Because, I mean, everyone's played that game Telephone in kindergarten.
Right?
And it never comes back correct. So.
It's a passed down story.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
word of mouth.
It's just comical. That's Whispers. Just logical to tell you that's not accurate.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store. Ardent Atheist is made possible by a sense of wonder.
No one gets behind me when I say kill people. Like
no,
that.
You can't
why
say that.
Why are people afraid of that?
Because of the meme that it creates.
I think
the
when you
what?
Say...
Meme? What does that mean?
Well, like, you know, the whole thing, can't talk about killing people on the air because then some crazy person will get it in his
mind
what
happened
and kill somebody.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm talking about killing the right people. No, I'm being serious.
Well, it's all, you know,
murder is wrong.
I don't think so. I don't think you really are. I don't think you really want those people.
Murder's wrong.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them in action?
They're terrible.
They stand at
people
who just lost their sons in
murder.
You know, murder's wrong, and it's also for the lazy. That is just such a lazy, not thinking the whole idea through, all the way through. Cursing's the
what
same.
What should be done with those people?
But they would have us murdered. Do you understand? That's the problem.
That's
now,
why we have to murder
you
them
in this
first.
Tiny little microcosm of illustration.
We have to murder them first.
How war happens.
You see why I think people want to kill me?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
Not only that.
At first, no.
I'm starting to feel.
Yes.
It's like I feel like if the show goes on much longer, I'm in danger just from some kind of blowback or. Like, hey, oh, they opened fire and they thought I was Eddie. Oh, jeez.
We're all going to die as a side effect of hanging out with Eddie. I'm driving him back to his apartment.
I'm so
over in NoHo.
Just in case, I'm going to smudge
Riverside
myself after
and,
this.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're going to do what?
So I'm going to smudge myself after this, just in case.
Smudge? Because it's Ash Wednesday? Is that what you're talking about?
No, because
it is Ash Wednesday.
American Indian.
No, it's not.
It's Chiquita Banana Day.
It's Chiquita Banana Wednesday. If you have a banana sticker, stick it right there.
Yes. Yeah, do it.
Really?
You're not doing it.
I believe in the Chiquita. Finally, you found something I have faith in. Bananas.
Look, I don't believe in guns. I don't believe in weapons.
They exist.
But you just said kill
people.
Wait
a second.
Let me finish the thought. But if they have to be used, use them against those types of fucks.
Okay.
And the Republicans who want to take away.
But you're not
what's
calling for the
right
assassination
now.
Of somebody. I mean, you're not saying go kill someone. You
okay,
can't
now,
say that. That's you know that's technically illegal. I mean, they could.
Is
come,
it really?
Yeah, it's illegal
for me to say that.
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, wait,
you haven't said kill.
It's a specific person. You have to say a specific thing, though, right?
Well, if it's those people and there are 85 people, that's specific.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So Eddie would never say something that would get him in trouble with the federal authorities, would you, Eddie?
Say no, Eddie.
No.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Moon's leading the witness.
Voice of reason. You should get a lawyer that comes with you all the time.
Who knew?
And you just before you're going to say something, you look over and he goes, no.
But wait a second. I feel like I'm just waking up in this radio program because now I'm thinking about science, and I'm thinking I also don't have faith in science either. I don't believe the evidence that science.
The word is
either.
Faith. Do you trust?
See, you
no, I don't
moon.
Trust science either. Actually,
see,
what
thank
part
you.
Of
that's
science
what
don't
I
you
said.
Trust? Yeah,
that's what I said at the
Eddie.
Beginning.
You're saying the whole of science you don't trust,
moon.
Or the method.
I'm thinking about medicine, for example, and I'm thinking about somebody saying you always need to be on thyroid medicine, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Well, what you're talking about is you're saying that some doctors prescribe inaccurately certain medications. Is that, that's really all you're saying? Medicine is very, very good, and not every doctor is... Some doctors pass with a C.
Well, there's a lot of people out there who are acting as if they know what they're doing when really
they
don't know what they're doing as much as they act but like
don't
they know what they're doing.
And but don't you think the world is a better place with medications in it?
Is it better with
and
medication?
And marijuana?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And, and marijuana?
I do mean that. I mean,
well,
I'm not
I think,
a drug
of course,
user,
the world is a better place with
marijuana.
Medications.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Marijuana
I don't know.
Is fine if you use it, right?
Exactly.
I can't be sure. I can't say with any certainty.
Yeah. Do you use prescription drugs at all for any reason?
Thyroid medication.
Right.
And I question it.
So,
you do
okay,
question
so
it.
So this is hitting close to personal.
Though. Yeah.
I see.
You do question it, though?
Yeah, I do.
Have you gotten other opinions on it?
Yeah, several. But I'm just saying, even with several opinions, it's still several
confusing.
People that fucking might not know.
I see.
Right.
Well, and you probably get some conflicting opinions
yeah,
as
course,
well.
Yeah, of course, of course. So my point is, you don't know. It's mm-hmm. it's a giant crapshoot, people.
Right.
We're all in it together, and it's a giant ball of crazy and whatever. And so that's why the power of one person's potential humanity is the way to go, I think.
Yeah.
For me.
If we were all doing our best, the world would be a little
bit
better.
That's what I'm thinking.
But there's
right.
a lot of people who are slacking off.
I agree.
Why are you pointing at Eddie? Yeah.
I know. What
yeah.
the hell?
I'm just telling you. You're slacking off a little
Pick
bit.
Pick up the slack, Eddie.
Eddie?
What the hell?
But, he's got a smile on his face.
I jog before coming here.
I want to hear your thoughts on love.
Love?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny because that was in my head. I believe that is the force that... controls.
I well, love. I mean, is that a, well, love is a human thing. It's not an animal
oh,
thing.
Oh, it's an animal thing.
I think. Well, I mean, like, you know.
Of course it's an animal thing.
Well, I don't.
We're animals. Do you know that human beings are animals?
When I'm saying animal, I guess I'm saying, like, an insect thing.
Oh, insect.
Love is not necessarily, like, a worm thing or an insect thing or
well,
small.
Emotion. Emotion, yeah.
Emotions, rather. It's something that we feel. Our brain and chemicals all create inside of us. We all experience it together.
I think.
I don't think necessarily it comes from out there anywhere. I think it's definitely a chemical reaction.
Have
in
you fallen
brain.
In love with a non-atheist before?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Isn't that mysterious? Isn't
I've never
no.
been with an a non-atheist
no,
atheist that was
the main
a churchgoer.
It was pretty simple.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beg to differ.
So, so and you're calling that love?
Not at all.
Okay.
I was being silly. absolutely possible for an atheist and a religious person to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I was involved with a girl who was who believed that the Jesus story was accurate. One day we were in Santa Monica and we were walking along and there was a guy.
Santa Monica.
There was a guy.
It was nice out there.
Might have been NoHo. And there was a guy with a Bible saying,
nice.
"If you'd like to debate me, come on." So I got up and I took Leviticus and I started. You get to pick where you debate him. So I said, "Let's talk about Leviticus." And I just kind of had a debate for about 10 minutes. I came off the stage and walked away and I kind of. I won the debate, in my opinion. And we're walking along, and my wife at the time, who believes in Jesus, she's really upset. Do you know this story, Jake?
No, I just love the idea that there's a guy walking around with a Bible and a sign that says,
Santa Monica, man, Third Street Promenade.
Bring it.
Bring it on.
Catcher in the Rye, good book or not, come on.
So Leanne
That'd
was,
be more interesting.
Leanne was visibly upset, and I said, what is wrong with you? And she said, you know how I said I never want to talk about religion because you're an atheist and I'm not? And I said, yeah. And she goes, you knew more about the religion that I believe in than I knew. I don't know anything about what you just said up there. Nothing. And it really makes me sad that I have a belief system that I just inherited from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And she was upset. And it upset her a lot. And she spent the next, I don't know, year and a half really wrestling with whether she believed or not. So
I've known Emery for a while, and he's dated some really dumb girls.
Oh, no.
But that was a story
Emery.
About somebody who's admitting that she doesn't know anything about something that's one of her biggest beliefs.
Yeah, no, it was
a
real dumb
by
moment.
Jake. That's why I'd vote for Jake.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake, are you running?
Emery, you need a better girlfriend.
I feel safe.
Eddie, you need to get off
people
your
that are less intelligent
thing.
Than me. I can understand that.
There's something about
yeah,
that.
It's,
that
yeah,
so
it is good.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you got the upper hand. Well, first of all, I want to just say thank you to all three
Is
of
that
you
it?
For coming in. We've done an hour.
Yeah.
Holy
Yeah. I'm in a stages for another 10 minutes. I got here late.
Put in a good word for me.
Yeah, it's not, this doesn't go on the internet. I'm just going to be in this room talking.
But I will say to you, Moon, that I think love is a human emotion and nothing more. And there's no magic involved in it. We certainly make it magical in our experience, just like we make looking, like I was saying earlier, looking at the photographs of space that are so amazing that the Hubble brought mm-hmm. us. I think that looks and feels magical. But there's no magic involved, in my opinion. That's how I feel about that.
I think it's all magic.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do we know we're really here, man?
Well, we are. You can pinch each other.
I mean, that's why we're talking. Just the fact that we're here talking is magic.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm liking you more right now.
I think he needs a hug.
Yeah, I don't know if
we'll
that's
all hug
happen.
Him when we're done.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm It'll fine. Be all right.
I'm fine.
It's going to be like a spanking machine, only... Hugging.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank my guests, Moon Zappa, Jake Johansson, and Eddie Pepitone. Thank you so much for being here today,
thank
everybody.
You. Yeah.
It was really a blast, and we really appreciate you giving us our time. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson, and New Dissident Radio. That's it for episode 4. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Today's music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson.
Tune in next week when our guests will be Taylor Negron, Taylor Williamson, Matt Kirshen, and Daniel Finca. We'll be talking about the Jewish birthright and how to talk to an atheist. You can follow us on Facebook, just search for Ardent Atheist, and on Twitter.com/ArdentAtheists with an S at the end. You can also email us at Heather at ArdentAtheist.com and Emery@ArdentAtheist.com. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.
New Dissident Radio. Keep your dissonance. What? Fuck, no. That's wrong. Shit. I totally fucked it up. I'm gonna do it again. New Dissident Radio. Keep your dissonance. Hey, I did it. Fuck me.